Continuing, we're going to see the Shalom's approach to Torah Lishma, the concept of learning Torah for its own sake, and exactly what that means. The Mishnah, which describes all the benefits of one who learns specifically Torah Lishma. So the Sefer Shalom begins to answer this question by quoting from Chazal, numerous places where they describe that the Torah pre-existed in the world itself. Whether Al-Tayim Shana, Kazma, Torah La'olam, Chazal say, a medrash that 2,000 years before the world itself was created, the Torah already existed, and other statements from Chazal, which imply that Tnai, Hisna, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matzi, Reishas, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made a pact, a deal, a condition, so to speak, with the creation of the world itself, that the world should only be created and continue to exist if the Jewish people will eventually accept the Torah. The Torah is here. I'll create this world if you accept it. If you don't, if the Jewish people will eventually not accept the Torah, then Hashem will return the world to Tohu Vavohu, to a place of complete void, emptiness, confusion. What's the connection that the concept that the Torah predates, pre-exists the world, that the world has to accept it in order to exist? So the Sefer Shalom expresses based on an idea in the Sfarim HaKdoshim that the world, as we refer to it as Olam, the word Olam comes from the root of the word He'olam, which means to be hidden. That Hashem's presence, so to speak, is hidden in the world. That of all the worlds that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, His light, His presence illuminates those worlds. It's obvious in all of the spiritual worlds which exist in Kabbalah above the world that we live in, His presence is clearly detected and noticed by all those creatures which exist in those worlds. In the world that we live, the lowest of all the spiritual worlds which exist according to the Sifrei HaKabbalah, in our world, it's He'olam. It's an Olam. It's hidden. The presence of Hashem, so to speak, is not present. And it has to be that way in order for the human beings, the concept of the combination of guf and neshama, of animal body, soul, of the spirit-like souls that we live in this world, in order for there to be bechir, in order for there to be free choice, it has to be that we don't have that clear perception of the illumination of Hashem's presence in the world, and therefore the world was created in a way which His presence is hidden. We exist in that world and have to manage our way in a world in which one can actually live an entire life and not believe that there's such a thing called the Creator. But that's the way that it is. The eyes that we have that look out in the world that we see are physical eyes, and our physical eyes perceive a physical world. And if you perceive a physical world, you're not going to see spirituality. You're not going to see the presence of the Creator. You're not going to see the presence of eternity living in the world, because the eyes we look through, they're physical, and we see and perceive a physical world. The Nesivah Shalom suggests the idea that the Or HaTorah, the light of Torah that's created, a person who studies Torah, who learns Torah, who lives the life of Torah, it's a pair of eyeglasses. You look at the world in a different way through Lima HaTorah. You can look at the eye of the world in Mashal that's often given. If you wear pink glasses, you'll see the world in pink. So what kind of glasses does a human being wear? So different people see the world with different perspectives. And if you have that perspective, you'll see the world based on your own perspective. Torah is the perspective of life. The person who puts Torah in front of their eyes, through the Or HaTorah, he sees the world in a spiritual sense. He sees the perception, he sees the illumination that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world, the fact that he exists in the world. That's why Sanhedrin is called the Einei HaKal. They say, Chazal describes the Sanhedrin as the eyes of the tzibur, the eyes of the congregation. Because they give us the eyes how to see, how to perceive what it is that we need to be looking at and how it is that we have to perceive the world around us, who may irim et ha'olam, they literally give light to the world through the light of the Torah, the perception that we have. We see the world in a very different perspective. That's why Chazal describes the medrash that we spoke about last night, that a mitzvah has the concept of a ner, it's a candle. The Torah is or. Torah is not just a candle. It doesn't just protect you from the little things in front of you, from the pits and the thorns, but it's daybreak. All of a sudden you can see. When it's night, I can't see. When it's light, I can. A person who lives without Torah can't see in front of them. They don't know what life's about. They're missing all the decisions, all their choices, what's considered meaningful, what's insignificant. They don't know the difference. And when it's daybreak, all of a sudden I see the difference. I know the difference between that which is valuable and that which isn't valuable, that which is a stone and that which is a diamond. Couldn't tell in the dark. With the Or HaTorah, Torah's light, it gives a person a totally different perspective on what it is that he's doing in the world, which is why Chazal say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that light, he saw that it was too powerful. Adam HaRishon used that light that he could see, make Olam HaTzofah, he could see throughout the entire world. But Chazal means by saying that Adam HaRishon used that light that he saw throughout the whole world, the sight is generally limited. I could only see so far. As soon as there's a bend in the road, I can't see farther than that. My eyesight is limited. But it's only because it's a physical thing. But if I would have the light of the creation of the world, the light of Hashem and His Torah, then there's no limitations. I can see from HaTzofah and HaTzofah, from one end of the world until the other end of the world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tie with the world. I'll create the world, but in order for this world to exist, It has to be hidden. My presence has to be hidden. Otherwise, there's no purpose of this particular world, this low world that we live in, this combination of physical and soul. It's in order to be hidden, in order for people to find me. But it could only exist if the tool is there for people to be able to see what's going on for real. So he made it tonight with nice and gracious. He made a pact. He made a condition. If the Jewish people will accept the Torah, so that there is a tool that exists for them to be able to actually perceive the true reality of the world, to enlighten the world with that Torah, then the world can exist. But if there's no light of the Torah in the world, then there's no kingdom, there's no existence, because why do we need a world in which my presence is hidden? If no, the whole purpose is to hide it for the people from their lowly position of combination of guf and neshama, which we are, to find it. But you have to have the tool to put the glasses on. There's no purpose of that world without the glasses to exist in order to be able to see. And therefore we have this idea that the Torah actually predated the world and is used as a set of eyeglasses, a condition in order for the world to exist. That concept, says the Sfarim, is what we're going to see. We'll get us back to what the concept of learning Torah Lishma is, the knowledge of what the power of the Torah is, the illuminating light, to be able to see and perceive the true reality of the world that we exist, which we'll continue, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.